The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Or 51551 for your text. And Cindy says, don't spill antifreeze as cats will drink it. Worth mentioning. Thanks for alerting us to that, Cindy. Now, if you're an avid Fair City viewer, you'll have been watching the harrowing and visceral storyline of Will and Cristiano. Will and Cristiano, played by John Cronin and Rodrigo Ternovoy, who are with us in studio, were a once happy couple, now embroiled in both emotional and physical abuse. It's the first time that an Irish soap has tackled the issue of domestic violence in a same-sex relationship. And thanks so much for coming in, John and Cristiano. So John, you play Will.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
and Rodrigo, you play Cristiano.
Exactly.
And you're the perpetrator of this domestic abuse.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking, listening to your previous feature, actually, Will, Casey's probably less popular than Headlights at the moment, which are, with any viewers of Fair City.
Yeah.
But yes, Will is the perpetrator, and it's quite a...
How do you prepare for a storyline like that, John?
Well, a lot of the preparation is done for us in terms of research that we've been given as the story developed. We've been given access to research that the writing teams have been doing over, you know, up to a year. These stories have been planned a long time in advance. And then I suppose the preparation is also playing the character. I've been playing Will now for a year and a half or over that. So even playing him on happier days, playing different aspects, you're slowly finding different aspects of the character, so that when a storyline like we have now comes along, you hope that there's a depth to it, that it doesn't become, well, now we're just going to make him a villain for the sake of being a villain, yes, for the sake of a storyline, that there actually is a depth and a context to why he is like that, that I've been helped with by, as I say, by the writers,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Rodrigo, so you're being abused.
Yes.
And you've got a huge reaction to the storyline.
Yeah, like a lot bigger than I thought, you know, it would happen.
What are people saying to you?
They're just getting contact. Most of people send like private message because of the content of the storyline. I don't think people want to write something like, you know, on social media, like, you know, for everyone to see. So I keep getting loads of really private messages where explaining how they can, you know, they're relating to the storyline and how like they know people, or they tell me to know what happened to them. Some stuff is like, it's horrendous. It's really, really sad.
That's huge burden of responsibility on your shoulders, because you're only an actor, you're not a professional.
Yes, yeah. I wasn't expecting to be that amount of stuff, you know, that I would get from the audience, because I know obviously I'm not, you know, that naive. I know with such a huge storyline, you know, people will contact you or will relate to that storyline. But in my case, I wasn't expecting. I remember the day when we aired the two-hander episode on the 16th of October. I think after, you know, the episode finished, maybe within 2 hours, I had received over 400 messages from people like all over the country, you know, saying how I don't know, how concerned they were or how happy they were to see that it does happen to everyone.
And you're in a same-sex marriage yourself.
Yeah.
So it must mean an awful lot to you then, does it?
Yes, absolutely. I think for me, it was like such a huge honor to be part of, you know, it's the first time that Irish TV deals. Yes.
So you felt with,
exactly. There's a social responsibility with the acting, which is, you know, is a bonus.
Yes. Now, Andrea McDermott is social care team leader with Anyman, and she's on the line because you consulted on this storyline, Andrea.
I did, yes. I was speaking to the researchers. First of all, I want to say thank you to Fair City and to the cast for highlighting this issue, and hopefully it will encourage more men to come forward and speak to us here as well. But I did. I consulted with the researchers on this.
We have, over the years, we've spoken to women who've been the victims of domestic abuse, and every time we have that conversation, we're reminded that men suffer it as well, and at the hands of women and at the hands of men. How prevalent is it?
Well, the COSC statistics will show us that 1 in 3 victims of domestic abuse will be a man. You know, so it's hugely prevalent in Ireland at the moment. They also say that 88,000 men in Ireland have been severely abused by a partner at one point in their lives. Mm. Last year alone, we had over 9,000 contacts to our service from men seeking help. So in saying that, 94% of those would have been suffering from domestic abuse from a female.
Yes, yeah.
So we have a small amount of men in same-sex relationships who contact us, which is why I suppose we changed our name in June to include same-sex relationships, to include the LGBT community. And we've also added the rainbow colours onto our literature as well to show that, you know, any man can contact us at all and, you know, regardless of sexual orientation or religion or anything else.
And since the storyline between Will and Cristiano, has there been an increase in calls to any man?
There has been, yes, and a small increase in men who have contacted who are in same-sex relationships. Mm. There's a 22% increase on last year alone, and as when any domestic violence is on the TV or anything like that, we do get a huge increase in calls for afterwards.
Yeah. So just give me an idea how important this is, that Fair City, which is on four times a week, regularly gets, you know, nearly 500,000 viewers. How important is it that they're covering such a sensitive issue in the storyline?
Hugely important. Yeah, it's hugely important for men in general, because I suppose as a society, when we think of domestic abuse, we think of a man attacking women and children. We don't normally think of, you know, women attacking men, and we don't normally think of domestic abuse in same-sex relationships. So it's hugely important that this has been highlighted. Mm. We have spoken to and are working with Outcomers in Dundalk, who are an LGBT service who work with couples in same-sex relationships who are suffering from domestic abuse, because they do have certain issues of their own that they include. And, you know, Bernadine, who's up there, would have told me about men that she worked with and women she worked with, and part of the fear is being outed as well. You know, sometimes the abuser will use outing them as part of being able to control them. If they haven't come out to family and friends yet, that can be another form of control, you know. And also having there's studies that have said that, you know, that people in the LGBT community don't talk about domestic abuse or report it as much, because they feel, you know, that they need to protect their community as well.
Yes.
So we would certainly encourage, you know, men to contact here. Okay. We can help them and support them.
And it's anyman.ie.
Anyman.ie, yeah. Yes.
Andrea, thanks for taking our call today. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And John, you're an actor, but by acting out the role, and you saw the development of the abuse, because it started as psychological abuse,
yeah,
and then progressed on to physical abuse.
Absolutely, it was quite a slow process, and oftentimes people would be surprised to know that, like, we're not necessarily party to what storylines are coming. Sometimes you might get 2 weeks' notice if something major is happening in the story. They might have a word with you before that. So I wasn't aware that the story was going to get as dark as it did. But you're very conscious of just reading the scripts and going, Will is just becoming a less likable character, and he's kind of always complaining about something Cristiano is doing, and Cristiano can never get anything right, whether it's to do with Will's family or, you know, his daughter, his domestic situation. And it sort of slowly crept up on us, I think, that the story was going to go as dark as it did, which I would imagine can happen in real life. And whatever about what we're doing, is obviously great to hear someone like Andrea, and good to know that those organisations are out there for people that are suffering this. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, and it's a vote of confidence for your acting and the script writers.
It is, yeah. I think it's a very important thing, and I couldn't be happier, you know, as a gay person and as an actor, because it's a dream job to get something so important with that social responsibility, and, you know, for the first time on RCTV, it's nice.
Where are you originally from?
Brazil.
Uh-huh. São Paulo. And how long are you in Ireland?
I've been here for almost 12 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's anyman.ie, and also Women's Aid Helpline, 24-hour service there, 1800 341 900. That's 24 hours, 1800 341 900. And the storyline continues on Fair City.
Yes.
4 nights a week.
Yeah.
John, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure, Ray. Thank
Rodrigo,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's it from us. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Mary Wilson is on the way. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.